And the show starts. Tackle Box Podcast, guys, episode one. I'm Jeremy here with Mike, my co-host. We're accompanied by Rodney today. Gonna do a little bullshitting, talk about what's going on in the world, tell some old stories. Who knows where the day will take us?
Right, spread it around. You guys hear about this shit going on in Virginia, though? So, they're taking all their guns away, bro. Like, not all of them, but they already banned
red flag law shit.
Yeah, they're changing a lot of shit down there, man. And but I seen this thing where I seen a sheriff talking, and they said like 90 cities and counties combined down there refused to take part of it. Or in it, rather.
How many do they have total?
I don't know how many counties, probably hundreds, but I'm just saying, like, there's a bunch of fucking places that ain't going to do it. And then somebody was talking about, they wasn't speaking directly to the governor, but they was saying, like, the governor should consider calling in the National Guards to enforce it.
Yeah, good luck. They're going to be down there denying it, too.
Like they think they're about to go into, like, some martial law shit or something down there. Fucking, it's going to end up like Civil War type shit, man, in fucking Virginia.
Revolutionary war.
Revolutionary, even better. Yeah, revolutionary. It's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah, I can see it happening. Fucking government's fucking trying to put too much fucking control on them over us.
Yeah, it's a fucked up situation, that's for sure.
When the government gets too much power, fucking everything's bad for the citizens.
Especially when people make careers out of it. Everybody else doesn't want to like keep paying.
There should be certain limits on all types of government.
Definitely.
Governors, mayors, congressmen.
Well, there is on the mayors and all them.
I mean, they get to for everybody.
There's elections and stuff, but I mean, I don't know if there's a limit on a mayor for real. I'm not quite sure.
You should only be able to run so many times, just like the president.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. You know,
people have been in there for 50 plus years.
You know, I used to
just die already.
Yeah. Hey. I get what you're saying. They're screwing. There's a lot of people in there that are screwing our country up because they're running it the way it was 50 years ago, and it ain't like that no more. And even then, they're corrupt. People becoming mega millionaires, fucking in Congress. That don't make sense. Your salary's not that high.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, well, it makes sense, but it ain't right.
They're not doing something right.
Yeah, it ain't right.
Somebody's got a job that needs done. They got a family that does that job, and they won't do the job for, you know, anybody else unless they get to use these contracts.
So they can only do that for 6 years. They won't be able to get the connections to be able to get in that.
That is exactly how they
swindle that much.
That is how they do it. They get their family contractors and people with employees and stuff, their businesses, jobs.
I mean, well, if I was a power, I'd try to look out for my family, but I mean, I'm going to, you know, I ain't going to overpay. But,
to the terms where it fucks America?
No.
Right. They're using all that money and stuff like they're charging billions of dollars for something that doesn't cost than $100,000.
I mean, if he's a shiesty motherfucker, I mean, I wouldn't.
You know what they say, though?
Do a good job.
With absolute power corrupts absolutely. You can't give one person so much power. And not just the president, but somebody who's sitting in Congress or something. I don't know, man. Shit's crazy.
The president can only do so much. I mean, as you can see, like his shit has to go through steps.
Yeah.
Exactly, fellas. It's like crack in moderation.
Gotta do it in moderation. That's funny.
That's a camp joke right there. Yeah, I've never heard any shit.
Yeah, it is.
A bunch of icy wrecks. What was that, two nights ago when we had the defrost?
Oh, yeah.
We sat out there for what?
I heard about
20 minutes.
Letting the car fucking
just
fall.
Just to warm up. Just
I seen somebody wreck on 77. And I was like, it's not even icy out. What the hell? It's all down to the grass.
I got home, I parked my truck. It slid from the street where I parked it to the curb.
Let it.
On its own. Like, I parked, it was in park, took the keys out, it was like,
yeah, it was icy out there the other day. Yeah.
Holidays,
we was funny. Over at the store earlier getting your steakums. and gotta get Mike his steakums. Make sure everybody likes and shares this so we can buy Mike more steakums.
We're gonna spring for some cheese this time.
Gotta get this guy. Gotta eat.
Spring for some cheese next time.
Get the hoagie buns.
Use some freaking white bleached bread.
But we was over at the store and woman at the register takes off running out the fucking door for a minute. And like, I'm in line. I'm at the register. I just sat my stuff up there and I look and there's people behind me. And she takes off out the store. And so the other girl comes over, rings me up. And I start walking out and I see him standing outside, diving, standing outside the car and talking to the woman. So when I get up, I was like, what are you hollering to do to my car? And I guess there's some dude out there who always begs for change and stuff. And they chased him off, man, like a stray cat. chasing him. Get the fuck out of here, we told you. Like, yeah, it was fucked up.
Crazy. He used to chase him off like a stray cat.
He came up to him while he was sitting in the car. Fucking, you got any change?
I mean, you need some change. Get a job.
In all honesty,
I'm not to be at that point soon.
If you could walk around in the cold weather and ask people for change, I mean, you could go work some kind of fucking easy factory job. I mean, you're just standing there taking stuff off a press. There's something to do.
Even if you had no skills, you can apply at so many jobs and work a week.
Minuteman.
Yeah, temp services. There's plenty of temp services.
What do you guys plan on doing this month? New. I don't want on that diet. Stop eating all this fucking food. And I just crushed a whole box of fucking steak. I'm trying to go on a diet and I'm eating a box of steak. You guys aren't supporting me very fucking well. You're not supposed to be letting me do that.
Quit the fast food when I got a bunch of cheap ass steak.
I'm right.
Sorry. I don't know if that's any healthier.
It's not at all. It's probably worse for sure.
I'm doing shit new this year. I'll be the same asshole.
Yeah.
I just want to feel better, man. I got a fucking. I don't think nothing's wrong with me for me to change.
I got a big belly right now. Been holding on to it for a little while.
I pre-ordered that Tesla truck, so
yeah,
that ain't gonna come this year though. That comes at the end of 21.
So you gotta start putting up for that. That's right.
Yeah, I gotta be prepared for that. I didn't get all the bells and whistles because it goes.
It doesn't matter. It is a bell and whistle.
We should all get one just to piss off Jared. Telling him I was gonna be the second one to have one, and he's like, "Fucking on the first."
I gotta be the only one in the city.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll see one of the funky things running around here.
Dude, if I'm in the right position, I'm gonna get it.
I mean, of course, why wouldn't you?
I just signed up to it just because it was like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
But Elon Musk is a brilliant man, though. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
He convinced us
all. A million people signed on for $100.
He convinced us all to give him a interest free loan.
Yeah, of course.
He got like fucking 100,000 people to give him $100 each.
Yeah, of course.
That's like $10 million.
Yeah. Like, and he probably sold them all.
Like, he just got a loan for $10 million He don't even have to deliver on nothing for 2 years.
Yeah.
Or he has to give us our $100 back and come up with some excuse. So he's like, my business just went skyrocketed in the stock market. Because that's how it works.
He's going to go out there and produce all the cars and trucks and stuff like that off of your dime.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
They're real smart.
Yeah, dude.
My bad, Robbie.
But those are always nice cars. I've seen a couple of them when I was down in Columbus at the mall, Easton. They'd be sitting out there parked, you know, somebody was out there hitting the button or whatever, makes the doors fly open, right, and starts playing the song and stuff.
I seen that.
And it was like, it was pretty cool to actually see it in person.
That is, that's pretty cool. I mean, probably the back doors open up and
everything. Yeah, there's open up like the front doors inside, and the lights flash. The music's loud and it plays like Trans Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, it does. I thought the car was going to like sidestep and shit.
No,
it just stays stationary in the doors and lights and.
You know, once or twice, you know, if you got the kids, you know, somebody has to see it, then you show, but I don't know.
They got all kinds of features that they say. I haven't seen them, but they all the features are none. But they say they do all kinds of different little things. Oh,
of course. They got ludicrous mode, all kinds of stuff. It's just a fun car. It did a good job on it.
Yeah, Tesla is definitely a good fucking car.
Like I said, you don't have you got to fight a lot of places to let them work on it yourself. They only do they do all the garage repairs, all the maintenance.
Yeah, you send it back into them.
Yeah, but
where is there to do it? I mean, who's going to repair your three batteries motors in your car?
Oh, there's a guy on YouTube. He goes out there. He's like Tesla Frankenstein or something like that. And he goes on there and tries. He's got the Right to Repair Act in his state, so he goes out and tries to find wrecked Teslas and stuff like that that the companies don't get back. Tries to buy them for parts to fix the ones, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that.
Let me see if I can find them on here.
I like the Cybertruck a lot.
How mad would you be if they just gave you $100 back?
Oh, I'd be, if I was ready to get that truck, I'd be really pissed. Because I think that'd be a pretty cool truck. The one that I'm getting is like $47,000.
The Rogue Mechanic.
It's got a compressor built into it, and because the suspension, I think even the cheapest model had the compressor, but then it has the self-driving feature.
Yeah.
I got that.
That's a must if it does.
Yeah, that was a big selling point for sure, and that's all I got.
I didn't get the 110 and the 220 outlets. I thought that'd be cool, you know. Yeah, I could throw a welding machine or your dryer in the fucking in the Tesla. But really,
yeah.
But self driving for sure, because it was 40,000, and then adding the self driving kicked it up to 47. And then a 2 year wait. Maybe I'll get an email in 2 years.
Or maybe I'll remember your password.
Yeah, I might forget it.
I'd write that bitch down.
No, I sent it to my email I've been using for 15 years.
Yeah, so that right to work act, this guy, Rich Benoit.
Yeah.
I think this is what his name is. He salvages vehicles typically by combining several cars, which have been totaled. You know what that is.
Yeah.
He's got a YouTube channel.
And he does Teslas?
Yeah, and that's it.
Who?
What's his name?
Rich Benoit. Benoit. It's Rich Rebuilds on YouTube.
Hey everyone, my name's Rich, and I run a YouTube channel called Rich Rebuilds. Now
you're free advertisement for him.
Check it out, Rich Rebuilds. So great segue. So great segue. Jumping over to this conversation. Got this buddy the other night. I call him up. He's over here and he don't answer the phone. So I do something else. And then like 5 minutes later, I call him back. He was supposed to be expecting my call. So I go call him back 5 minutes later, and he answers and sounds a little like tired or rushed. So I'm like, "What's going on, man?" I was like, "My bad, you busy?" He's like, kinda. He's like, "But what's going on?" Blah blah blah. And so we're bullshitting for a minute, and then halfway through the conversation, he tells me, he's like, "I'm over here getting some head from this 20 bag fucking whore." He says, "I'm over here getting some head from this 20 bag dick sucker." That's what he says. And I'm like, "What? Right now?" And he's like, "Well," he's like, "I told her to go do something for a minute." And so I'm like, "Oh man," I was like, "All right, what the fuck?" I was like, "My bad, bro." I was like, "Go ahead, dude. You can hold me later." So I get off phone. Calls me back fucking 20 minutes later. And I'm like, "Oh, you're a fast motherfucker." So we're on the phone, and then he tells me, he's like, "So she was in the bathroom whenever I was on the phone with her. That's where she went, to the bathroom." And she comes out like, "I'm a $20 dick sucker. I'm a $20 dick sucker." He's like, "Well, I'm not lying. I mean, it's true." Then she's like, "I want an eighth." So she's a $40 dick sucker. True story. Just happened the night before last.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I thought that was good. I just thought about that. Funny. I'm a $20 dick sucker. He's like, "Oh, you heard that?"
Oh man. That was a good one.
Yeah. I'm
gonna pick this boy up.
All right, man. Be safe.
It's nice meeting you, man.
You too, man.
That's it, brother. All right, I'll be safe, bro.
Take it easy, Rob. Thanks for stopping in.
I'll talk to you guys later.
We'll
see you, brother.
Cool. $20 dick sucker.
I remember this one time. We were doing this. We had this contract up with these buildings, the apartment buildings on Market.
Yeah.
And well, I was a painter at the time. So we're doing these buildings on Market. And I'm walking out, carrying some drywall, some insulation, and like some paint chips, shit like that. Old rags I had, like, you know, denatured alcohol, carrying out to the dumpster. I'm walking across the parking lot. Out of nowhere, this unmentionable old woman walks up to me, asks me if I have $40, and I'm like, "No, I don't have $40. I was like, "And I'm not giving you shit, first of all. Like, especially not that you asked me for $40, fuck you."
Right.
And she fucking tells me that she just needs a ride back home, and that they call her the head doctor of the Northwest.
Where was this at? Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
That was a good one.
Man. You'd be surprised by how many jobs out there are actually pretty dangerous. Like, for instance, someone I know used to work at a cemetery.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Like, this was back whenever, like, PSPs first came out and everything.
Yeah.
Had it in his overalls and everything. Was going to set a grave in, like, an actual, like, grave in.
Right.
Boom. Drops right out of his pocket. All you hear is, psh, Snap, everything shattered.
Damn.
Another time, he's even not even grave related. He's trimming branches off a tree and everything around the graves, around the headstones.
Right.
He's on the ladder, cuts a limb off, boom, log rolls down, hits the ladder, he falls, chainsaw drops handle first on his wrist.
Damn.
Shatters it. He's got a titanium plate in there now with four screws.
Fuck.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Damn.
Spears ain't nothing to mess with over.
Two months later, he refractures it falling down the stairs in his house.
Yeah, man, them spirits.
He took
man.
Some bad juju home.
Oh my god. I'll tell you about some spirits.
Ooh.
Another
say that for another time, brother.
And an old roommate of mine used to work at a factory. I couldn't tell you the name of it. I never asked.
Yeah.
But he used to work at a factory. Kind of like what you were saying. Up there and shit. No harness, though.
Right.
They're breathing in, you know, aluminum dust. All that slag. Yeah. All that slag. Stuff. And fucking they're breathing it in. He tells me one time he had to quit just because he was up there. No harness. All he hears is someone start yelling. And then you see the fire, like the orange glow from them pouring like and casting iron and steel and stuff.
Yeah.
And you just hear someone start screaming. He said someone fell into the crucible and got molten like steel poured on top of them. While he was up there, and you just hear this high pitched screaming noise, and he said the worst smell ever did not leave that place.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
You'd be surprised by like how much shit can actually go wrong.
Oh, they're dangerous jobs, man. I've been in them mills a lot, and thank God I ain't got to see none of that shit.
Yeah, that's dangerous. We want everybody to get home to their families.
I was at this party one time. This is a big leap, but I was at this party one time. I got this buddy. So there's like 8 people left, and a buddy of mine takes this girl into the bedroom. And so the other 6 or whatever of us are out here in the other room hanging out and bullshit and shit. And he goes in here, and I guess, you know, they're getting it in and all that. And I guess whenever he was finishing or whatever, he pulls out so fast, and she shit all over him.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about no pants on. He's in there, butt-ass naked. He had a shirt on. I remember that, and I'll tell you how I know what he
There's
was wearing.
There's rules with this.
But, so he's in there. He's in there, and
iced him like a cupcake.
She fucking shit all over. Bad. And, you know, the rest of us are in the other room. There's a couple of us in this room, a couple in that room, and he comes running out of this other fucking room at the party. Out of the bedroom and comes running through the house, no pants on. Comes running to go to the bathroom. No. Comes running through the house, just shit all over him, dick flopping. Oh, like, dude. If this would have happened an hour ago, there would have been 30 people at this party.
Oh my God.
He fucking, so, and that's how you know that he was naked. I assume he was already naked. But,
yeah, I hope fooled so. Me.
But he came trucking out of there and running straight through the house to get up to the fucking shower. And it was hilarious.
Nah, there's rules of that kind of stuff. There, if it's just somebody you're just messing around with that night,
she was a happens. Dirty girl.
She was a dirty girl.
We won't put her out there. She knows who she is.
She knows who she is.
I thought it was like if it was like a boyfriend girlfriend at a party doing something like that, you better just kind of suck that up, bub.
No, I don't. It was not
come
that.
On.
You gotta keep that secret.
I believe
it
wasn't that.
Embarrass yourself or your girl.
I mean, they might have fucked before that. I don't know, but I don't believe they was dating or not.
Oh,
like surely not after.
That's another
not for a crowd, but if it's like my core, my dudes, my homies. Bitch, they're about to hear everything that just happened. Like,
I mean, well, whether we hear it or not, there's fucking 6 of us
no,
in this room that watched
you
come
yell.
We watched it.
I'm going to yell as soon as she shits on my dick. I'm going to be like, bitch, you shit on my dick.
And as soon as you run out of the room and everybody else sees it,
exactly.
We already know what happened.
Yeah.
You were fucking that girl in the butt and she pooped on you.
Iced me like a cupcake. Fucking... didn't have a good time.
Not at all. Not at all.
I remember my little brother called me one night asking me for advice. Sexual advice. And I was like, man, I ain't telling you shit. I had to work hard to get the knowledge I have now.
Right.
Like, you think I had a handbook giving dirty
stripes.
For real. I had to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
And somebody's telling me, he's like, my girl wants me to go down on her. And I was like, so do it.
Grab a fucking spoon, brother.
No, yeah, bro. And I was like, that's like probably one of my favorite parts. And I was like, do it. And he goes, I don't know how. And I was like,
what do you mean?
And I was like,
putting it on a spoon?
And I told him to do that, too. I was like, that's what I was told. And it hasn't failed me. But But I'm telling him, I'm like, what are you talking about?
What's pudding on a spoon?
Pudding without a spoon.
Yeah.
What is
eat
it?
A cup of pudding.
A cup of pudding without a spoon. Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm with you.
But I told him, I was like, what are you fucking talking about? You don't know how to do it. And he goes like, I don't know where the clit is. And I was like, this is either the moment I have to help my little brother, or I can fucking ruin his first time.
So you never blew bubbles in the water?
So, of course, I took the high road, and I ruined his first time. So what I told him was, and I was like, yeah, bro, the clit's easy as fuck to find. Lots of girls complain about it, but none of that shit's true. They just say that shit to talk shit. And he goes, oh, okay, well, where is it? And I was like, in between her vagina and her butthole, like how we have straight up call me because she smacked him in the face. Yeah. She thought he was trying to eat her butt out.
All the way at the bottom.
Tailbone, yeah. Baby.
Some ass or something.
That's fucked up. I had him lick her butt.
He did it.
Oh, that's great.
Messed up.
They've been together for like 3 years now.
Oh, she didn't like this. You hooked me up.
Yeah, she didn't take notes from your jokes.
I never had that happen before. That's how I know I'm not the bad guy.
Right.
I brought those two together. If it weren't for the flesh bridge walking they were doing, fucking, they wouldn't be together now.
Oh, shit.
He's out with his brother.
That's a good time. Well, guys, that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in to the first episode of the Tackle Box Podcast. We'll have more to come, so tune in next week.